And then there's the tab for back-to-school clothes. Commentator Dawn Turner Trice says, besides the bill, parents also get a real education.
Attention back-to-school shoppers. Have you seen the racks of disgusting outfits being marketed to adolescents and even to little girls? Walk into some of the major department stores these days and you'll find legions of sheer and midriff tops, metallic-looking bras and bikini underpants, leather skirts and short shorts with frayed hems, all for little girls. And if you think that's bad, earlier this year, the kiddie division of Abercrombie & Fitch pulled a line of thong underwear from its shelves. It was being marketed to girls 7 to 14 years old. Thong underwear for kids barely out of pull-ups. Parents complained in a letter-writing campaign, thank heavens. We live in a culture that sells sex the way it does cartoons and penny candy. The customers are getting younger and younger, and these messages are coming at a faster, more furious pace than ever before. As the mother of a young girl, one who sees everybody from Barbie to Britney Spears flaunting their navels, I find myself constantly running interference. Hey, it's my duty as a parent to monitor, to say no, to protect, to explain, and on, and I won't shrink from it. But no matter how you try to preserve those precious, ever-disappearing childhood years, some of these sexual messages slip through. Teen magazines tell young readers to test their friends' sexual IQ. Some tell young girls how to make boys go crazy about them. And they're hardly the only offenders in the media, which offer more sexual messages in TV talk shows, reality shows, music videos. What do shows like Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire or The Bachelor convey? The message to some young folks is probably that it's okay for girls and women to stand in line like chattel and wait for some handsome young stud to pluck one of them like a mindless flower. What's most confounding in all of this is that this generation is the heir to the feminist movement. They're supposed to be learning how to be independent and strong leaders, setting their sights on changing the world, not just their slinky outfits. Right now, it seems the values of the marketplace are trumping those of self-determination and self-worth. But do I feel powerless as a parent? Nope. Am I going to lock my little girl up until she's 18? Hey, I'm thinking about it.
The comments of Dawn Turner Trice, a Chicago Tribune columnist and author of the novel An Eighth of August. Yes, where are the Mary Janes of yesteryear?